No matter what she's doing, there's never a time a smile doesn't seem to be on Hannah's face.
Yeah, I think my energy and cheerfulness just comes from how I was raised. I was raised with a very humble, gracious, both parents were very humble and gracious. And I think that contributes to my personality, why I am so positive. And I just feel that so much better to be positive about life than it is negative. So I would say my parents attributed a ton to that for sure.
The second year member of the MVC takes pride in her cheerful personality. And that attitude is seen by so many throughout the state of Minnesota.
Appearances, I think, for me, are one of the most rewarding parts of the job. To be able to go, whether it be a benefit for a little six-year-old or talking with a 70-year-old who's had season tickets for Vikings games for the past 50 years, it's so rewarding to be able to chat with these people and to truly make an impact in their lives is unbelievable.
Taking pride in representing the Vikings and the MVC in the community, Hannah made over 120 community appearances last year in her first season on the team.
I've done appearances on Saturdays, on Sundays, in different states, driving hours and hours, and it's always so rewarding. I've never left an appearance and been like, oh, that wasn't even worth it. It's always been so rewarding. I can't even put into words how rewarding it is to be on this team and to be able to touch people's lives and make the impact that we're able to make. It's unbelievable.
From a Saturday clinic with the kids to visit a hospital, Hannah does it all. The joy and satisfaction she gets from helping out and giving back is just one of the countless benefits of being a part of the MVC, a lifelong dream she's had since childhood.
Being able to make it back for a second year, I was so grateful and so humbled. I feel like I was even more excited than I was my first year just because I was so grateful that they wanted me back. The first year, it's such an honor to make it, but then to make it for years to come, that means you're doing something right because they want you back again and again and again. So that was amazing.
After trying out for the team and not having success, getting that call last year to make the MVC was about as good as it gets.
I can't even describe it. I feel like that's the cookie cutter answer. Everyone says it's indescribable, but it really is. I mean, you honestly do have all these other best friends, girls that are just like you, but in the same sense, so different than you. Some girls are still in school. Some girls are working full-time jobs and are married. But we all have that one common bond and love for the Vikings and love for dance, and that brings us all together.
With her dream realized, it only gets better for Hannah, who's ready for a big second year on the team, both on the field and in the community. Giving back and having a big impact in the Twin Cities community is the mindset of the entire MVC, who strive to make a major difference 365 days a year.
When we're looking for candidates for the team, we're looking for qualities. Number one, they got to be a great Vikings fan. So number one, that's important. Number two is going to be that they are approachable, that they are relatable, that they are somebody that's outgoing and love to be with the fans. We did 400 hours of community service last year and corporate events and travel for military tours. So they really have to be comfortable and excited about engaging with our fans.
It is so important for the MVC to give back to the community. The Vikings organization as a whole is very big on giving back, and we're a huge part of the organization, so it's important for us to be involved in that as well. And it feels good to give back too. It's so fun to go out to those community events and meet new people and, you know, make an impact on everyone's lives. The girls want to give back, and the community loves us, so we love being out in the community because they're our fans. And on top of that, it is one of those, because we're so well accepted in the community, we want to give back because they're giving to us.
The appearances, that's made this even more worthwhile to me. I love being able to see someone and make an impact on them, knowing that it's not truly me that's making the impact, but it's the costume. So just being privileged enough to be able to wear that costume to make the impact on the six-year-old fan or the 75-year-old fan, to me, is so rewarding. I can't even describe it.
Coming up, hear about the big season ahead for the Minnesota Vikings and the MVC. That's next on the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders, You Made the Team.